The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Misfit Toys.
Well, well, well. Look who it is. How you doing? You're back for part two? Pretty good quality right now, right? Nice and clean. Well, second part of Cam Gavinsky. I wonder if he's listening. Should we give him like a code word? And then if he just texted me out of the blue. How about mashed potato pants? Mashed potato pants. If I get a text from Cam that says mashed potato pants, I know he'll... I'll know... He's heard this. And if he didn't, there's no harm done. I don't listen to every podcast. I do. I do listen to this show, though. Well, I think it's a lot better than... Great, I'm laughing at my own jokes. Oh, I didn't finish like I normally do. That's what people say right before they get put in a mental institution. And that's what I normally say. So it's part two of Cam. And again, like, we really did have a good time. I'm in the process of putting together the 10-year anniversary show. I'll tell you exactly what I would like to do. Aristotle will like this. Me and Chris Farron have been, you know, texting back and forth. I saw him a few times a few months ago. I went to his show. He came to my show. But, like, have him on the 10-year anniversary show and do maybe three or four songs in the studio. Make, like, a big deal about it. And then just have a podcast with, you know, like, Aristotle, whoever does the board, me, whoever, Eric, of course, but I don't know if we can get him to come down here. But anyway, well, it'll be nice. I'm just going to slowly put it together. I want it to be really special. I mean, yeah, I'm using the 10-year anniversary as an excuse, but I'll tell you the truth, I'd like to do it anyway. It's a lot of fun getting everybody together. So this is part two with the great Cam Gavinsky, everybody. And I don't think there's anything else. Today is, I'll see you guys in Vermont. Next week I won't be here to do a show. Maybe I'll do one with Chip Chantry because I'm going to Vermont on Wednesday. So we could do a podcast, a simple one, me and Chip. That might be fun. I probably will do that. I'll bring the Zoom or something. Anyway, all right, not important. But I think that's it. That's a good, that's just me sitting into my phone going, I don't think there's anything else. I think there was. That's why I'm like stalling. But don't go 15 seconds ahead because, you know, you never know when I'll think of it. You never, never know. You know, you think and then you go boom, boom, boom. And you got to go back because you went too far. You know, if you go boom, boom, boom and I go, so that's what happened. And everyone threw mashed potatoes all over the place. And I guess she slipped and her and her boyfriend passed away. You're like, what? Now you got to go back. What's going on? What happened? Who tripped on them with mashed potatoes and died with their significant other? Mm-hmm. Well, happy birthday to you. A big hug. I mean a good hug. Or if you don't like hugs, I'll just wave aggressively. Whatever you want. That's what I'm about. If you're going through sobriety, you're doing it. I'm so fucking proud of you. So goddamn proud of you. I don't care if it's been a day or 7 years. It's both the same. I'm kidding. Well, no, I'm probably not. But if you go 7 years, you know, we give you a little extra whipped cream on your ice cream that we give you. Seriously. It's one thing to do the hardest goddamn thing in the world. Give up something. Whether how big or how small it is. Some worse battles than others. But for the person going through them, whatever it is, they're trying to give up. It's fucking hard. Anyway. This is Dr. Todd Glass. I'll take your calls. I'm a board-certified schmagoogie boogie and I picky pocky boogie. All right. So here we go. This is part two of me and Cam and, oh, Vermont. I was going to say, I'm going to be there. It's like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I have a really great keyboard player that's going to be playing in the lobby, in the lounge. Even as you're in the bar before you approach the room. And then he's going to join me on stage. I won't have Cam with me. But I like having, you know, this will be fun. This will be so that he'll play in the lobby, in the lounge, before the show as you're coming in. And then he'll move over to the showroom about 15 minutes before showtime and play for you guys in there. I mean, we're doing it up. That place, you know, I can sexy that up because it's already so sexy, for lack of a better word. But you know what I mean. It's very, very, very easy for me to come in there, put a few of my little touches on it because it already has so much soul to begin with. It's very easy to make it really fucking cool. And they greet me with nothing but positivity and happiness. And I don't take it for granted. That's one of those clubs. The staff is so nice. Come in there and treat them nice if you're coming to the show. I know you would, but be even extra nice. And when I mean nice, I mean warm and
tip a lot.
Come on, make me look good. You know, make me look good. I'm counting on you people. Counting on you. Really counting on you. Anyway, so happy birthday. Whatever you're trying to quit, that you're doing it. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of your everything. And I like your shirt. I like your shirt. All right, everybody. And by the way, maybe you even went off the wagon for whatever you're trying to quit, and you know it, and you did it today, and you're listening to the show, I still love you. And I'm proud of you because you're trying. You're already down on yourself. I don't need to pile it on anymore. Mwah. Mwah. Are you smiling? I want everyone smiling before I throw the show your way. I want you smiling. Remember, there's a lot of shit going on now. There is a lot of negativity in the world, but there's also a lot of positivity. People can be amazing. I'll repeat the immortal words of Mr. Rogers. Well, his wife said, or somebody said, when you met Mr. Rogers, it reminded you how good we could be as a species. And I know I said this before, but I'll say it again. Someone said, there'll never be another Mr. Rogers. And his wife said, no, there are. You just have to look for them. And I loved that she said that. Because maybe when 30 years ago, maybe a lot of people didn't realize how great Mr. Rogers was. So yeah, they're here. And sometimes they'll come up to you and they talk to you. And it's amazing. So I'm being positive. People can be great. So remember that, you fuck. All right. Listen how quiet it is in the background. It's so professional. Now I throw you to the Todd Glass Show with a constant hum in the background, which we're working on. And I don't know what we're doing. On the other side of that, I forget last week. If I say you're going to join the Todd Glass Show, you know, what I'm about to say, maybe it's a song. Well, whatever it is, you're now joining the Todd Glass Show. Already in progress.
Morning. I know it's hard to wake up because the sun's in your eyes and sometimes life kind of sucks, but you got this. And hey, you never know. There's a million different ways that this whole day could go, so I'm just popping in to say I hope you have a good day.
The first time.
This is what I think when I see my podcast listeners.
Ever I saw your face.
You know, like after a show.
I thought the sun rose in your eyes.
Part two.
And the moon and the stars were the gifts you gave.
Me and Vinny met.
To this?
Yeah, he brought candy back to the hotel room. Really took advantage of me. He knows it.
In the end of the skies, my love. And the first time ever.
The cat next door. That's what I think of. Like the cat and me seeing each other.
Heart so close to mine.
You
want to
side, I
smoke? Okay. And I knew our joy. And last till the end of time, my love, and the first time ever I saw your face.
Wow, live in studio, everybody. The great Parrish McGraughy.
Parrish McGraughy, everybody.
Oh, she's great.
Have you ever had Reese's with like the potato chips or pretzels in them? They make them now.
Oh.
Like big Reese's with little.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You can make things better without getting in the way.
Yeah.
Hold on. I don't like that hissing. See, it's going to be in the back. I know I'm going to pay a price for being a moron.
Oh, no. I can tell now, but it
You can tell it's gone. I know. The house was just too hot. I got to figure out how I can get play the music again here. And then don't forget to talk about, I want to talk about this potato chip and the Reese's Cups because I recently had it. Okay, go ahead.
Ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your
eyes.
It sounds like she's doing that. You know that it's like some, I think, I believe it's...
Vocal tonality coach
yes.
lessons?
Yes. That's the exact word I was looking for. Oh, but you're trained. Who do you train with? Who do you train under?
Gary Schmicke.
Yeah. Oh, he's a legend.
I guess he's 92 years old on Friday.
Wow.
He trained all the best. All the people. Fill in the blank.
Yeah. Paula Filippa.
Biggie Simmons. Schmitz Gattacori.
Oh, Schmitz Gattacori.
That guy's out of this goddamn world. I'd shit every time I see him. I'd take a shit in my pants.
He's a little unhinged.
That's the comedy that I bring to the table. I shit in my pants. It's the same bit.
He's a scary guy. It makes sense that you would react that way. You know, it's good that it's It's good.
I gotta take it easy. This is the second half.
The first half,
we're done. We're so much better. That's that podcast.
That's old
was like
us.
A joke.
That's you like that? You actually like that? No.
I see that? I go,
I'm ashamed of that. Like, I'm embarrassed of that. I'm like,
of
this
course.
Is why now
this
evolved
is, I'm
so
a different
much.
Person. You're
we're
a different
so,
person.
I know. It's
yes, we're different people.
I hope people just start from this one and don't bother.
Please don't
with
listen
that.
To the first part.
Oh my God!
I wish I could take it down. God! Aristotle's on the phone. Aristotle. Can you take the first one down? No, he can't. He's all business these days.
I don't want to say it.
I know the merge with Pepsi.
The merge with Trader Joe's Pepsi Cola. Ever since they merged, he's been like, I think he's stressed. Like, you want to be upset at, you need the Heimlich maneuver? You okay?
This is the show that I do? I love these joints. They come in these little glass cases, little tubes. When you're done it, you don't have to smush it out. It's not plastic. But the problem is, I had one here because I want to put it back.
Mm.
There's one within it. But where's the one?
That you just popped out?
That I just popped out.
Is it? It's not over there.
Here it is. And then we'll start our show. And I know the hissing's high. So I'll bring it. How's that, folks? No, that's too low. Hello? I'm going to... I have a feeling I might end up back with headsets.
Headsets.
I hope not. I hope not. God forbid.
Ugh.
No.
Ugh.
Headsets are so old. You ever see these podcasts?
Yeah. With the ones that use headsets?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it 2021?
It's
embarrassing.
Old man, you're still
old
using
man.
Those?
No. What do you have?
Get with the times.
Yeah. Oh, my I have a bicycle and someone pedals it. And it gives me reverb.
I still have doors with knobs on them.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Ugh. People are stupid. So we got that. We got rid of that.
That was all written down.
Everything we do is I'll hold the paper
scripted.
Up. We'll read it together.
Yeah, sure.
Everything we do is scripted and well thought out. Okay.
So
that's what it
like
says
it,
on the paper.
On the paper. You know? On the gold pages.
On the gold
pages.
Like the seventh.
Revision.
See, let me try to repeat whatever you say. Like, you do, like, I'll be on stage and you go, hey, folks, the band and I rehearsed it. I want to see how
good you
did.
Yeah. How slow do you want me to go? Do you want me to speak?
I want you to do, like, as much as you can to help me, but I want to be able to keep up with you,
but
not have you
so
be worried about me.
That it's, okay.
Yeah, make it hard for me, but I'm going to fucking. Just try to stick on. So, like, whatever the bit is, like, let's say we're on stage and I go, oh, you know, folks, me and the band really appreciate this audience. And then we want to.
We love. You want me to do it right now?
Yeah, you do it right now. Yeah, put a little reverb in. And then I'm in the band, usually there'll be four people. And
hey, I'm Todd. And
yes, yes, okay.
What's a little lotion and a sign on the door mean? Me and the band actually have this bit prepared for you.
Ask me, did we rehearse?
Did we rehearse?
Of course I rehearsed.
Did you promise?
That's embarrassing.
You're going to make me look like an idiot.
It's embarrassing. I've been your band for 3 years now.
Okay, don't mess up.
Ah, oh, this is embarrassing. And you know, it's not some shtick we're doing in front of the audience.
No,
it's
like, no.
This is
real. This is rehearsed. This is finely tuned.
No,
Five, six, seven, eight. Thank you, audience.
Uncle.
Second word.
God, can I tell you something? Truth.
Sure.
That's why I love truth.
Truth.
You guys have never messed up once as horrible as I just messed up.
Oh, sure, as uncle.
No, not uncle. And let me try it again. Okay, I was turning the reverb off to get us, but let's do it again.
Okay,
hey, did we rehearse the thing?
Hey, did we rehearse the thing?
Of course I did. Please, not in front of an audience, embarrass me. Of course I remember we rehearsed a thank you to the audience.
This is the thank you for
yes.
the
audience.
Thank you, uncle.
Oh, God! No, you can't. Now you're working against me. Now you're working against me. I try to lead you guys in. Like, if I repeat things a lot, like, I'll go, you're very, very, very.
It's cutthroat. It's a cutthroat. Look, I don't know.
I try to make you look good. Now, you try to do it for me.
Okay, man.
Truth, as hard as you can. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a rehearsed bit, right? We've rehearsed? I've rehearsed with the band?
No, you haven't. It's one of those things where you guys keep... Oh, okay.
I thought you were saying, yeah.
Oh, no.
We rehearsed this, right?
Yeah, of course I did. No, but now I'm doing it.
Oh, you're setting it up for me.
I'm setting it up for you to tell you how I help you. You're trying to make it tough for me. I'm going to show you as much as you think. And you guys are doing a great job, but I still have little tricks to make it look like this is so polished. You know, repeat words. So I'll try to be... Okay, so we're on the road and I go... okay, here we go. Can I tell you something? Me and my band, we're backstage. We looked at this couple up front.
We did, yeah.
And we're thinking, look, is that the nicest? They just have an energy about this. Great. We just all wanted to say something to you together.
Yeah.
Thank you for singing up front. You guys are really, 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 really great to have so close to the uncle. Oh. Uncle, you're fired! I used to have a joke in my act where I said, well, you're fired is what made me think of it, someone not having a job. But it was like those infomercials where the people are like so phony. Like that to me is more embarrassing to watch someone... If you have your wherewithal and then you just see someone being, it's all phony, it's all bullshit. I know they make money and you get it, but it's not creatively. Like, oh, my daughter's on, and then you watch her hawking, you know, whatever they're hawking on there and lying about a pillow for 3 hours.
What is the most embarrassing sort of thing like that you would still do for like a paycheck?
Like
it's the most embarrassing
thing you would still do. Well, I think, would I do that? If the price was right,
I guess, I'm not even lying, if
they let me be me.
Sure.
You know, and I could be me without saying, oh, this product sucks. But I got to, you know, I'm not going to be good selling a, you know, I'd have to be me. And some of those products, it would be hard for me to be me. And that's even bending the rules a little. I don't mind to take it, but I can't. Like, I have to be able to be mostly me and go, okay, you don't say that, oh, I had that food last night and then it made me choke, you know. I'd have to somewhat believe what I was selling.
What about it's...
oh, God, I hate
$200,000 cash right now, but it's a commercial. You have to be shirtless, bare-bellied, and they just have a cold, wet roast chicken that they just rub on you, and you go, yeah. You just go, yeah. Would you do that? No, you like. I have to make it harder. You like that too much. It
has to be. Would I do that? To tell you the truth, you know, that doesn't make me have to say anything I don't believe in.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, is it silly? I mean, I'd figure out a way to go, I'm Todd Glass. Would I let them rub this chicken all over my bare stomach?
That happens, but the whole time you have to
go, I wouldn't want to promote
trans
chicken.
Trans people with a thumbs down. You have to the whole time. You have to go,
no, that you can do. I'm going to answer you honestly. But I'm going to answer you honestly. I always say the answer to that. It says, you know what? I don't know where I'd bend, and I don't judge anybody. At a certain point, I will. But my judging is
judging people?
Yeah, like people that go do a commercial. Look, there's people... good for you for being able to. And I think a lot of people do commercials that don't even hurt their persona. It's like, oh, sure, okay, yeah. I saw some people do that Kentucky Fried Chicken ad thing. Now, I don't want to do anything to promote meat, but those were sort of creatively cool ads, and I would have done it if I was large enough for them to come to me. And I don't think it hurts someone's brand. Obviously, holding up a
something
you know,
hateful,
pile of dog, you know, some dog food, and that might be like, you know,
you wouldn't be in a dog food commercial.
Well, if it was good, healthy dog food, listen, I'd do anything. I'm trying to answer you honestly. I would have limits. Like, I would not do a cigarette ad.
Okay,
but here's the honest answer to and it doesn't make me look like I might bend. Don't be so high and mighty.
Sure.
That's judgment of other people. You never know, you know,
what they're going
through. So cigarettes, no, absolutely fucking. I don't care how big of a hole I was in. Please, I would never be in that bad of a situation where I couldn't figure it out. But the overall answer is that's why, especially, you know, when I was like 33, where I started to make wise choices with my money. Mm. So the more money you save, which means the less shit you buy you don't need, buys you independence. Mm. It buys you that if somewhere in your career someone came along, look, the more financially secure you are, the easier it is to say no to some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I make it my goal to not have debt that I do not need. I am clean with my money. And then I hope when that job comes along, it will be easier and possible for me to say no to it at the right, sharp, clean cut where I want to make it, not where you start budging. But again, overall for commercials, I mean, I've seen people do commercials that I don't think hurt their like, bread it looks bad, or some are stylistic and look cool, and I'm like, fuck, good for you. You know, I do the same thing, you know. But I don't, you know, there's...
Well, I moved out here so I could be in commercials. That's always what when I grew up, I watched commercials, that's what I want to do. I want to be... could you imagine someone?
When I was little, I would watch commercials.
I would watch commercials, I want to be that guy. I don't know, I don't want to be
movie.
By the way,
if you're in a commercial before you have... Obviously, we're just saying it about people that achieve a large...
And sometimes, success, you know,
and then they show them in a commercial and you think you wouldn't do it. Like, I try not to be judgmental.
No,
I would do it because it comes down to it. Well, I will tell you the truth. Truth. Mm. This is why I love truth. One time we were all having this conversation like 5, 6, 7 years ago, and I was just being honest then too. I was never like, I would never. I look, you know. But my friend goes, I know exactly what you would do. You would do your dad's smoking bit on stage while the audience was handed out packs of free cigarettes and smoked and watched it. And they gave it to people that bought Marlboro cigarettes as a gift, these comedians. And that's because that happened. And I went, oh, my God, I forgot we did that. Now, I would not do that today, but that's what happened. If you bought, like, if you were this member and you bought, like, Marlboro cigarettes, and you were for a select group. They got they sent you a VHS of 6 comedians, and everybody in the audience was smoking.
Wow,
like that's how they made it. It was shot somewhere, and they were all smoking. I did my dad's smoking bit, they loved it. Yeah, of course. I'm lighting up a cigarette, smoking. I did the smoking on the treadmill bit, and I go, wow, that's what I did. I didn't even blink an eye at it back then because I didn't even think it was wrong. It was like I went, it's 4 cigarettes, so I don't want to do it. I just did it.
Yeah, because it's just like another, it wouldn't be like just another commercial that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
I didn't think smoking was like, all right, well, some people want to smoke, some people don't. I didn't see past that. Now I obviously would do it if it was the right price. Cut to me. These cigarettes are great, and you fucking know it. Here's my partner, Cam Kavinsky. Tell him how much we love smoking.
Oh, I love sucking all the cigarette out of this cigarette. Nothing feels better. I've never felt more alive in my life.
Feels better.
Now give me that $67 you promised.
I'm smoking a cigarette. All right, listen. We don't have time.
We'll skip the good stuff. They don't need to hear it. We don't have time.
What are we doing right now?
Hmm?
What were we doing?
A podcast?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. What do you think of this? I don't know what to do with this. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But remember how the old one you played? There's two things. Remember the old one on the last podcast? What was the one you played a lot?
Yeah, the
one that I love.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
So you had 3 left.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
2.
2 left.
And I'll save it.
You want to save it?
Yeah, I'll save it for right now.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Now, be honest. I like to know the scoop. When do you think you're going to let the last one go?
The thing is, like...
Tell me.
I mean, you know this. As a comedian, it's like you want it to be, like, at the most unexpected
time. I know. If the,
where's that fucking sound effect?
If the audience sees you coming, then it's not. I get it. Yeah, the audience, everybody's waiting.
Like they're expecting it right to happen now, during right this bit,
and it's not going to happen.
And it's not going
to
happen.
I don't want you to do it.
No. It'd be cheap at that point. It'd be cheap. It'd be cheap. To do it right now. It'd be
honestly.
It would be like this person doesn't have.
They don't get it. They're hacks.
They're hacks.
Hacks of the.
Oh my god.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Oh, just because they know what a callback is doesn't mean they don't.
No, fuck you. You're gonna wait for it. And a lot of people think as soon as they're done talking, they're gonna play it. Truth? No, we're not.
Nope.
We're gonna play it later when you're not fucking expecting it.
Oh, what are they gonna do at the end of the episode? No.
Oh, you wish. You wish.
It's gonna sneak up on you.
You wish we did it as the last thing, but you won't be so lucky.
No, we're experimental.
We're experimenting with the ideas.
Jokes have to be funny.
They don't have to.
That's like an old thought.
That's like an old thing. Oh, I'm a hack. All right, listen. Let me pull my chair in. I want to have a good show. Oh, it's a new hip show. Yeah, it's Ty Glass and Cam, everybody.
He's dancing on the table.
Look at us.
Whoa.
Sure, we're going with the times. Hey, our mic guest is Cam Gavinsky, everybody.
I brought a hula hoop. You want it?
Oh, my God. Cam Gavinsky's on a hula hoop in the room.
Oh,
wow. Honestly, he's on a hula hoop.
He's standing on it. Working on freestyle rapping, right?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
You know what? I'm so rude. You're my guest. I'll let you go first.
Look, I would love to go first, but it's your show.
I won't have it any other way.
Rappers, when there's a guest feature, they come at the bridge, not the beginning.
Do you mean to improv a song to this music?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you're going to go first because I won't have it any other way. Of course, I'm tempted to butt ahead of you because it's my show.
Of course, I would love to, but you were an established legend. It would be rude of me
already because of my leg. You went in the house. You made the drinks. You're going to go first.
No, but it would be.
No, it would be sort of.
I don't want to take that away from you.
Not.
You're sort of like, you know.
Listen.
I want you to set the tone.
Made
it's your
up
show.
My mind.
I made up my mind. Okay. I'll let you go first.
No.
That's fine.
I want you to go first and improv a song.
Okay.
Come on. I won't take no for it.
No. You should do it.
No, I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're trying to act like to coerce me into doing it.
But
go ahead. The stage is yours. I'm
going
to turn my mic off, and the audience won't even.
Todd, I think you should go first if you.
No, go for it.
Okay, I'll go first.
No, it's me, Todd.
Folks, it's me, Todd. He's doing my voice. Hey, it's me, Todd.
No. Yes.
How do you hear me in the background at the same time?
Well, it's his reaper.
It's
Cam doing me. It's not me.
Cam doing me.
I know it's confusing at home.
No.
You don't know the right choices.
Who do I shoot? I don't know. There's two Todds in the room. Who do I shoot? Shoot him. He's the fake. I don't know who to shoot. Who do I shoot? One of you's a fake.
My heart just skipped a beat, and I always think, what if I died right then? That's the way I do.
It'd be a great. This podcast would probably get a lot of streams.
It'd do very well. If I die, the numbers on this podcast, because it really is a great exit. If I die, God forbid, at the end of this, or nature forbid, it was a good last 2 hours. Seriously, just
you'd be happy if you
sudden,
died now.
The whole thing, our podcast, if I died at the end of this whole podcast, the whole trajectory of who would listen to it would change.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wow, did he make good use of his time on this planet? Here's him 2 hours before.
That's assuming I upload the SD card and send it there.
I knew you were going to.
Maybe it never gets released.
You're asking for a little money.
Well, maybe we listen to it.
Are you asking for a little bit of this on the side to make sure?
Look,
that
no, I would never. Todd, I would never.
We're prepared to give you $500,000.
And there's no amount of money, and a free deli,
free Subway card for life, free Papa, free Jimmy John's.
I always
for life.
Imagine, like, I feel like if
no, no
if you
meat,
did a commercial,
though.
I would instead of getting paid, I'd be like free this for life. I saw an Uber Eats commercial recently with some people in it. Your friend Sarah Silverman, she was in it.
Really?
And I was like, I hope she asked for free Uber Eats for life because I feel like that would get you so much. I mean, probably not. I would want it.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
I always ask anybody I know that if I'm comfortable enough to ask, like, did they get this with it? Or like, hey, when you do a Chrysler ad, I ask Alex. I wouldn't ask Jim.
Do you get a car?
Yeah, do you get a car? Yeah, and he goes, that's a good question. Yeah, but he would. They just, at that point in New York City, didn't want it. Like, I guess you still have to pay the taxes on it.
Yeah.
But I go, I just wanted to know that. Like, I was like, wait, when you do that, do they offer you this? Sometimes you're surprised that they go, no, not really. No.
Yeah.
Oh, you motherfucker.
The Todd Glass Show is professional, so it's time to go to commercial.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So what would I do want? I'd want free, you know, that blood where they transfuse your blood? Like, they say, do you think truth?
Okay.
Okay, because it's got to happen. Like, these people that, I know there's people probably that are, let's say, 75 to 80, and there's still musicians that are out there that probably, yeah, if they're feeling okay, they're really taking care of their bodies.
Do I think they're getting blood transfusions from, like, young blood boys?
Right. I know there's ones that don't. I'm sure there's ones that we'd
I'm
all
sure
be surprised.
I'm sure there's some that do, though.
But most of them, do you think?
I don't know if it's most. I don't think
most. You don't
most.
Think it is.
I don't.
That stuff's real, though, right?
I know,
like, that's
must,
not
it,
made pretend,
it's
right?
It's such a weird thing to come up in the public conscious.
It's not young. It doesn't have to. It's not young.
I think it's young blood.
Young people.
Young people.
Right, young
but
people.
But it's funny to go, a little, hey, blood boy,
hey,
and,
yeah,
like, call them
it's
over.
Not like five-year-old, like,
yes,
kids.
Yes, daddy, know? Or whatever.
Right. They're all, they have to be 21.
Well.
They have to.
Maybe
to
legally.
Get blood. Yeah. 18, maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's not get into the nick and the knack and the bing and the bang. So they give you the blood. So what's that called? There's like a PRP or it's like, that's
I don't
for
know,
hair,
blood transfusion, I don't know.
Do you think that's real?
That people do it,
yeah,
at all?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure someone has done it. I don't think it's as common that most people do it.
Can I think, tell you?
Yeah.
I really want to know.
I bet, like, Jeff Bezos does it. I bet, like, you know, maybe Elon Musk does it.
If I want to know if 60% of all these people, like, you go through it. Okay, Cher or versus Rolling Stone.
This isn't a bit. I'm actually.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not.
Oh my gosh. Wait.
You'll get it. No hurry.
I'm gonna look it up. It's gonna bother me.
Who are we
really
talking
gonna,
about?
Rolling Stone, not Keith Richards.
Mick
Jagger.
Ah. Oh
my
God, okay. Mick Jagger.
I almost said MacGyver.
You know, some people I would imagine know. Like, I wouldn't guess Tom Jones, although his voice is still there. It's not like, I don't know.
I'm sure there's other things they do, but I don't know necessarily about blood. I'm sure there's,
I'm
like, the vitamins and
vitamins.
Obviously,
and
yes. I think most people do.
Diet.
Yeah.
Stretching. Of course. I'm talking about past that.
Straight up blood to blood.
Where the blood to blood. They've proven it works. Not all the things you could do. All that. Forget about that. That's all. But the blood thing, because I don't do the blood thing. Here's why I want to know. I really like being here on this planet. And if that exists and it's real, because there are things that are, you think,
well,
does it really do anything?
Expensive to do
regularly. That's the thing. It's probably.
And I'm sure it feels good. Like, I'm sure it feels so good that you're like, I feel so healthy.
Feel
I want to feel this all the time.
Rebuilding cells. And
yeah, yeah.
And I want to know what it costs. I want to know so much about this. Yeah. The easiest way I can find out.
Yeah.
So listeners, help me out.
Send us your blood to P.O. Box.
Send your blood to my podcast. I will pour it in my my soup.
You'll drink it live.
I'll drink it live camera. On a what do you call it?
They're raising money?
When the people pay extra.
Oh, OnlyFans. On your OnlyFans.
No.
Patreon?
Some guy saw me on the street the other day, and his girlfriend goes, you should do an OnlyFans. You're very handsome. I said, really?
They said that.
They said that.
I was at Jersey Mike's yesterday. They go, you should do an OnlyFans. Oh. When I was getting my sub. Yeah, they did. What I want to know is... We have, like, if you're like a billionaire, like, be, you know, Jeff Bezos slash other billionaires, Bill Gates, who own private islands and stuff, and I was like, oh, they can do whatever they want there. Have they? Do you think they've hunted people, like, for sport?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, right. They
definitely,
must have, right?
Definitely.
You're doing it as a bit, but I'm actually wondering.
Oh no,
I don't think so.
No, I think by nature.
You don't
nature,
think at least one billionaire has been like, yeah, get a person there and have them running, and
well,
I'll shoot them.
I have a theory that anything you could say is happening somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah. If you could think of it, someone else has thought of it.
Yeah, that's my theory. And yeah. You could go nuts with the things you want to think. Because
sure.
You'll even go, just because the world is so big, you know, like you.
Anything? Okay. What about like someone made a smoothie with strawberry in it?
No, that's happened? Definitely.
That's happened, you think?
That's happened.
Oh, okay.
That's happened. Put their dick in it, definitely.
But, oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, put their dick in it.
And just today, I know I have.
Just
so,
to know.
Yeah.
Just if I worked in an ice cream shop.
Yeah.
By the way, I am okay with people that have to put. No, I'm not.
No, say it. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that I'm okay. I'll say it with backwards. Everybody I know in the food industry that I've ever talked to, they said it's almost, and I believe them, it's almost, it doesn't exist. Of course it happens, just like you have to say it happens. Well, but to the eye, as bad as people can be, and as much, they go, it rarely
like someone
ever
spitting
happens
in your food
it
or
rarely,
something.
That some people go, I've never seen it. I've heard stories. So it's like, because you know why? Because with as rude as people can be, I believe that. They don't do that. But guess what?
It's when also you don't want to think about if it's...
Right. I like believing that because I think it's true.
Yeah.
And it says a lot.
I'm sure we've both eaten, like, spit unknowingly
in
our life.
No, not me.
You don't think in your life?
Nope. Because I'm too...
You don't want to think about it?
No. I'm too... Because I know exactly what to do.
Because they're being rude to you. Just because there's some fucker in the kitchen who's like,
no.
This is going to be funny.
I'm going to say no.
Anything? No. I hope so.
No, because they barely do it to people that are just horrible.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean.
But
I
don't want to like get this in your head if you're not thinking about it, but you don't think like at the Twinkie factory, at the Hostess factory, there's one like perverted fuck who's like came in the cream?
I mean, I hope not. Oh, shit. Play a song.
Small and big.
Wait, by the way, thanks for helping out before the show. My son said you helped him get his bike out of flat.
I did. He was biking in the neighborhood. You know, I love seeing kids out playing and stuff. It's good that they're not inside.
Tell him what you said to me. What do you want my kid's name to be in this bit?
Gargamel.
Gargamel?
Yeah.
Gargamel.
Why'd you name your kid Gargamel?
Well, my dad's name was Gargamel, and of course, we were going to name it. He's from Georgia.
Oh. Anyway, do you go by Gargi?
Yes.
Oh, he's shy. You're speaking
for
him.
He's shy. Tell him what you said, Garb.
You're so smart and big.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
No, you are.
And
we just wanted to both.
You're, so
you're smart and you're big.
And you're smart and
thank
you're
you for
so
helping him
big.
Get his bike
saying I'm
flat.
Big?
Oh, you
Gargi's
are big.
Saying I'm big?
You know what?
Thank you for saying I'm smart.
You're so smart.
Well, you're
and
also
big.
Very big. And thank you.
And
that's not really,
Gargi,
that's not a compliment.
And you're smart and you're so big.
I'm not that big. I mean,
well,
I'm, but you know what?
You are smart.
You're so smart and big.
All right, you son.
I mean, I guess kids are honest.
Let him express himself. He wants to say.
Thank you. You're just saying the same stuff, Gargi.
You're so big.
You are big. And can I tell you something?
Yeah,
he told me how big you were. I didn't believe it. But then when I came over,
you did.
What?
I understand you're a child, so I'm big. Do you think
listen,
I'm a...
He's
you're
telling
smart
you.
And you're so big.
Okay, thank you.
He's cute. Tell him to get it.
I don't think kids just get that idea in their head. You told him
you're
that?
You're so smart and
no,
big.
No, he wants to say
this.
I'll watch. I won't interrupt.
And smart and you're so big. and you're smart and you're so big.
I think he's fucking making fun of me. I think that's what this kid's doing.
No. It does sound like he could be. Yeah. Oh, you're so smart and you're so big. Play it again. I want to make pretend he's being sarcastic. And he, hold on. Let me put reverb in it. It might turn up the sarcasm. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
I think in this case, with all the times I might unnecessarily use reverb, now this kid is saying it. What did you do? Because you made it feel big. You're lucky I was here to help you. Let's change the tune. You helped him, but negatively. You know,
oh,
you
like
kids with your bikes
like,
in your neighborhood.
You're so smart. And you're
yeah,
so,
and he comes back, and he's like, you're so smart, and you're
right,
so
I'll,
big.
I'll play it again, and now it has reverb.
You helped him. His bike got a flat in front of his house. He goes, oh, you kids make too much noise out here. And he's helping you, but he's also yelling at you. At one point, this kid goes, oh, you're so smart, and you're so big, maybe. You know, you're helping me, but okay, so here we go. I understand the bit of that. Okay, so... Well, hold on. We'll get into it. He comes
by. So this is your son. He's
You're so smart. You're so big. Oh, yeah. He's saying it sarcastically, so I put reverb in it.
Okay. You're so smart and you're so fat ass.
You're so smart and big.
Now he's saying it sarcastically.
And smart and you're so big.
All right.
And you're smart and
you're making
so
fun of me?
Big.
Because you were being a dick. That's why he's doing it.
There are rules. You were out after night. I was worried about
you're
you. It was
so
free.
Smart and big. And smart and you're so
yes,
big.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
And
I
you're
am.
You're smart and you're so big.
Yeah, well, I. Okay. Oh, you're so smart and big, aren't you? That's funny.
No. Okay, so have him say it to me. Okay. Well, hold on. Well, you know what? You kids make too much noise out here, but I wasn't going to leave you with a flat, so stay off my lawn.
You're smart and big, and smart, and you're so big, and you're smart.
All right, I smell sarcasm, you little fuck.
I started, I recently started Truth, babysitting a kid.
Babysitting? Wait, you said Truth.
Truth, yeah.
What did you babysit?
A child. A human child.
Who's?
What else? Someone's.
How old?
For work. Yeah, five or six.
Oh, okay.
About five
okay.
or six.
Okay.
Five or six. Not because I need the money. I got plenty of money. I do it for the love of the art.
And let me, does this kid
it's
really
true.
Exist?
Yes. This
and
kid
5 years
exist.
Old, so they go to the bathroom by themselves.
Yeah, I assume he's gone once to the bathroom.
I actually didn't go to the bathroom myself until I was 30. No, my parents thought that there was...
Really? They went in with you until you were 30?
Until I was 30, or I would just shit in my pants and sit on it and mush it around.
Oh.
Yeah, mush it all over the place.
Oh.
Boy, would I mush it. Okay, so let's go back. I want to ask you a question. We go in for clothes, basically.
Sure.
We have, I love to go in for the clothes. I like to go for a long clothes. Dictionary. You know, people, I say this a million times. Don't worry, I'm not going to go on a rant. You know, I've never remembered it till today. Honestly, I'm going to put it in the act. Remembered how much I hated looking shit up.
Like
my teacher, whenever she would go, look it up. Come on. Just tell me like the rest of the teachers. I didn't want to look it up because it was, first of all, no one wanted to look it up. I had dyslexia. The dictionary was a nightmare to me. Yeah. Words and words and words and words and... Please stop. I can't. This book, I will shut it like it's the devil.
Yeah.
Shut it.
So you,
that's how
I
felt.
Have you gotten better?
Now you just turn to your phone and go, will you spell scissors?
Yeah.
You know, thank you. Open up a voicemail and go, talk a bit that I have or an idea I have. Leave a voice memo without having to think or write. Just that, and then can go file it and go listen to it at the end of the week. All your voice memos that you made. Never lose a thought because you just don't really want to write it, but you can say it into your phone and it's done in 30 seconds. I'm not going back.
You know how? Do you believe? I'm saying this. I do. That your phone's like always listening, recording, etc. Because
you know
it
what?
Has those things.
I wouldn't be surprised if that ended up being true.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think I'm wrong. I also think there's a good chance, no, not as much as you think.
Sure, yeah.
But maybe I should be more alarmed about that. And people that are intelligent in that, you know, I'll educate myself. Maybe it's not something I should say passive. Maybe it's, I don't know what I can do. Listen, I just try to keep this show fun. And this, I guess we're talking about the
Someone's always listening to you.
Someone's always listening.
Do you want to rap? Freestyle rap over it, Todd?
You know what? I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I want you to go first because you're my guest. Thank you so much for being here, and I'd like you to be able to just, no, would, to just lead with
to.
This.
I would love to, but I think it's like real. It's your show. Like I said, it's your show.
No, you go. So what are you going to do? You're going to improvise a song to This is the Backup Beat?
I will, following your lead, since you're going to set the tone, since it's like your...
You jiggy, jiggy, bum, bum, bum. Jiggy, 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 bum, bum, bum. Jiggy, 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 bum, bum, bum. Jiggy, bum, jiggy, bum, bum, bum. Jiggy, bum, 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 bum. Jiggy, jiggy, bum, bum, bum. Jiggy, 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 bum, jiggy, bum, jiggy, bum, jiggy, bum, bum, bum. Jiggy, bum, jiggy, bum, jiggy, bum, jiggy, bum.
Oh, it's me, Todd Glass.
We're going for the close, baby. This show is back.
It's back.
Can I tell you what I've been feeling like?
Yeah.
I want to do it real quick and keep moving on. Like not being able, because I have not left the house, but maybe 5-6 times in the last 5 weeks. I have a week and a half to go with this boot.
Eight, 9 days?
Yeah. And I've already explained why I know normally I would go to the store with a boot, but once you make one little stupid mess up, I'm like, just fucking be overly cautious. 6 weeks will come and you just start walking. You're done. It's over. I'm so close. It's not worth taking a chance. But in my room, oh.
This is how you've been feeling?
Just feeling like, you know.
I'm bored as fuck up in this goddamn house. Ain't shit to do but put food in my mouth. My mental health is surely going south.
You Burton,
going south.
Well, listen, we're going to go in for the close with Clarity. We have that.
You know what? Clarity. She's nice. I've always liked her.
Clarity Peters.
Yeah, Clarity,
down
yeah,
there
Clarity
the,
Peters.
Fourth floor district
she's sort of
building.
Like a girl she's next door
nice.
Vibe. She's nice.
She's always so nice. Always helps nice. You when you go to her.
She was a, I grew up with her. She was a little homely. For, not in a mean way, but like, you know, I never saw her as like But then, you know, we got older and now I'm seeing
now
her
you're
in
dating.
A new light.
It's
now,
crazy.
Now, yeah, now we're dating. Clarity
How long
and
have
I,
you been dating?
Clarity and I?
Yes.
I don't wonder when are you releasing this? When are you releasing
Clarity
this?
Clarity and you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Clarity Peters. Happy birthday to
Wait, I know this is so unprofessional. I shouldn't do this.
This show is
so I'm getting
so
a call
bad.
from Clarity right now. Is it okay if I...
No. I don't mind.
You don't
can
mind
I
if I pick
the
it up?
Mics roll?
Yeah. You don't mind if I take it real quick?
Nope.
You can edit this out later, right?
I will. I definitely will. Let me take a picture. Let me take a picture so I don't forget.
Hey, baby. Problem. Hey, sweetie. Hey, Clarity. How you doing? Oh, what are you up to?
Oh, I'm doing Todd's show right now. Can I call you back later?
Todd Show, can you put him on?
Oh, yeah, sure. I guess she wants to talk to you. Is that okay?
Meanwhile, Todd Glass has leaned back into his phone, and he's reading his phone. Cam has to get his attention.
Hey, Todd.
Oh, what? I was just looking at TikTok on my phone.
Oh,
I was just letting you have your privacy.
Oh, I appreciate that. She wants to talk to you, she says?
Oh.
Is that okay?
I don't know if we can call her after the show.
Can we call you after the show?
Yeah, well, be good.
No,
we'll talk
really
to her.
It's really important.
Well, tell her.
She says,
is it
really
okay
important?
If we talk to her while we're eating after the show? We'll have more time. Just be.
Can we talk to you while we're eating after the show? That way we have more time?
No, I need him right now.
She says she wants to talk to you now. Okay, I'm going to pass the phone to you, Todd.
Hello?
Hey, Todd, it's me, Clarity.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. You doing the podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, I miss you.
Clarity.
I miss you.
Clarity.
All the things
Clarity.
I'm going to do to you when you're done with that podcast.
What's she saying, Todd? What's she saying?
What's
my girlfriend telling you?
No, she's just saying,
I'm in a weird position.
What do you mean? Hold You're on. Sitting down. It's not that weird of a position.
She's coming. I feel like she's. I'm going to be honest with you because I don't know what else to do. I feel like she's coming on to me.
Flirting. Are you serious? Are you? What is this bit? Is this a bit?
I feel like she's flirting with me.
No, my girlfriend
you
would never flirt with you.
Take, get her, go, put her back on. You have her on mute?
Yeah. I do it all the time. She goes on and on.
No. Well, I can see if she's talking when she's on mute and she's not. So she's waiting. She's being civil.
Mm-hmm.
So let me talk to her.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what she wants.
Here's the phone.
Hey, Todd. I've been waiting for you. Hey. Guess what I'm wearing?
I don't think that's any of my business.
I want to hear you say it out loud and then just.
No, I don't think that's any of my business.
I'm just wearing flip flops.
Oh,
nothing but flip flops.
Okay, now.
Covering my bosom.
You're being recorded and your boyfriend is on the other line. Yes, Cam, what did I tell you? I've been cheating with Clarity.
Thank you for being.
Well, I didn't cheat. I'm saying she's.
She's trying to come on to you.
You heard that, right?
I mean, it's sad, but to be honest with you, I'm just glad in situations like these to have
a true
full clarity on the situation.
Thank you. All right, here's what we're going to do. We were going to call Jack Hackett, but you know what? This show, we don't need
him. There ain't going.
Nah, well, you want to?
Yeah. Call him or
call Jack Hackett. Where's my phone? Oh, here it is. And then we'll go in for the close. Oh, maybe what we're thinking. We'll go in the close. What could I do? I like this song. We'll leave on a song.
Mm.
We'll talk a little bit, and then we'll leave on a song. But seriously, it has been like this.
I'm bored as fuck up in this goddamn house.
Oh my god.
Ain't shit to do but put food in my mouth.
Serious.
My mental health is surely going south.
I'm doing all right. But honestly, I have felt at times I have.
I'm bored as fuck up in this goddamn house. Ain't shit to do but put food.
That's Vinny singing, by the way. Seriously.
It is?
Yes.
Wow. I remember his voice not being so low.
Well,
I guess he sings in a different
register. Keeping it up for the...
Oh, he's taking
laxatives? No, I don't know if he's doing it laxatives.
What, doesn't that make your voice lower?
No. No, it would be like the opposite.
Did laxatives
shove
the opposite?
Shit up your ass. I don't know. All right, listen. I can't lose my podcaster's license. What do you think of me with the glasses, honestly?
Your podcaster's license?
What do you think of the glasses?
You look smart.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, you seem really...
You're so smart.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And smart, and you're so big.
Oh, thank you.
And you're smart, and you're so big.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. The big, I don't know, but thank you. I know what you mean. I know you
You're so smart and big.
Thank you.
And smart, and you're so big. And you're smart,
well, thank you.
And you're so big.
Well, guess what? It did not fall on deaf ears. But the big part, you're going to leave. Anyway.
Sorry, he's been at his mother's the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's big. He thinks big
he's
is a good
He's from
thing.
A broken home.
I'm dealing with a weight issue. So
I apologize.
I know for him, he thinks you're big. He wants to be big because he's little.
He's going through a lot. He's stressed.
Lot.
He's like, he's potty trained, but his preschool teacher's been calling me saying he's been pooping in his hand and then rolling it under the table.
Oh, you know what? I did that and I turned out all right. Yes.
Okay. Well,
you're
that's
bored.
Good. Maybe can you talk to him?
Sure. Not now, but after the show.
After the show with my girlfriend, Claire.
It's more of a private thing.
Yeah.
But so he's just so I know. So I'll tell you what I did. Tell me if he's. I would just shit in my hand and smear it all over my desk.
No. It's close. I guess. And roll it under the table.
Roll it under the table.
Roll it under the table.
I fling it at people.
But he's like, he's five. So.
Yeah. No. Oh my God. I was six when I did it, and now I'm seven. I started stop sucking my thumb, and I also stopped smearing shit all over everybody.
In that order.
In that order. Listen, we were gonna crank call Cam, but forget it. Not Cam. Jack Hackett. But you know what I could do to you, and I don't know if it's fair, but you're game, right?
Yeah. Like, sure. What?
Well, I have a song to close with, but like, this is the before. You're opening for the song that's closing.
Okay.
Like, pick a song. I don't know if I should pick a song you know or you don't know.
Give me one I don't know.
Don't. Ooh.
Woof, woof.
woof, 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 woof.
It's a cool show. It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody.
Todd Glass.
It's the Todd Glass Show. The only show on the internet.
Todd Glass. This show's so funny you'll shit all over yourself with cool beats that he got from TikTok. Wow, this show is something else. Yeah, I know how to produce a show. So how about I pick... Okay, I love that you're letting me pick a song. It's a great way to close. And then we know after that we're going to play this... did we play this? And I'm not even joking around.
We did.
We did?
Yeah. I got one left. You want me to do it now? They're going to expect it now.
They don't know what it is. 50%.
Oh, they probably forgot. Those dumb fucks don't know this.
Stupid.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
My audience, they go, oh, I can't believe it. I didn't see that coming. I'm so easily entertained. My audience.
Ugh.
I love my audience. Truth.
They're great. Yeah.
They're beautiful people. I squish them. I mush them through these microphones. I try to have it squeeze it all the way down, mm-hmm. out, and just take them
through
and hug
ears.
Them and mm-hmm. fucking squeeze them comfortably tight.
Yeah.
And go, look at you, you fuck.
Do you like weighted blankets?
I do at certain times of the year. You know what's funny? Before I even knew that was a thing, I only found out that was a thing when I said, you know when you go to the dentist and they put that the x-ray thing on you?
Oh, yeah.
There's a comfort about it.
Yeah, it feels nice.
It does. It feels nice, and I got it. And then I saw the movie... Oh, what was her name? It was about
the one with the guy with the wife that died.
No, Dave Chappelle.
Oh.
Kidding.
And sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
That one's free. That one's on the house.
I'm applauding it, and no sarcasm at all. If it was a song and it deserved it, I'm with 2,000 people right now. This sounds ridiculous because it's just me, but I'm timing
They're all timed. It's the claps are in unison, so it sounds like one clap, but there's 2,000 claps happening 2, at once.
2,000 people. That's called a smart crowd when they clap in unison. All right, listen. So I'll set up the last song, but first, okay, for you, I don't know, maybe do you want... I heard this song today, and I thought, you know, maybe you could do it. It was...
Is it the freecreditreport.com jingle?
Why do you know that?
F-R-E-E, that spells free, creditreport.com, baby. I saw their ads on my TV. I wanted to check it out, but and I'm instead of doing fine, what? I'm sitting in my dad, I do remember some of it.
Oh, my God.
They had like eight.
I tell you? Yeah. That was better than I thought you could.
Honestly, they had like several variants, and my brother and I
again.
Knew all
I'll,
of them.
I'll give you more reverb. Go ahead.
F-R-E-E, that spells free, creditreport.com, baby. I saw their ads on my TV, creditreport.com, baby. Offers and restrictions may apply.
Credit.com, baby. Whatever it is. Okay, so here's... I'm thinking maybe... When we're going in for the close, we know exactly what we're doing. King of the Road? Or no. How about Welcome to My World? But, oh, here's the song I heard today. It was I Got the World on a String. And I think you
for me
might...
To look it up?
Karaoke. Yeah, look it up, karaoke.
Okay, what's it called?
I Got the World on a String, karaoke. Maybe you should hear the real one, or do you...
No, I want to go in blind.
You're smart.
Can
I tell you're smart?
Confident.
Do you want to do a take and edit it out, or are you okay just doing...
No, I want
to... Well, then I'll tell you what I'd like you to do.
Yeah.
I want you to do two takes. I want you to do one, and then when you're into it and you're like, I got it, then we start over, and you do it again.
Yeah.
You're going to go, you know what I mean? And if I feel it's necessary, we build it. Maybe you go, you know what, I hate this edit. I want to do it a third time. I could do it again. We'll just do it until you feel comfortable. Then we're going to close with this song called I Built a Friend.
This song
really resonated with me. I think I played a little bit. No, did I? When I did the show in my bed last week. Anyway, so did you find it?
I did. I don't know if an ad will play.
Now I'm nervous for you because I don't want anything thrown at me. Are you comfortable to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now whether it's good, I don't know.
Are you scared?
No, nothing scares me anymore, baby.
Come on.
I was struck by lightning twice in the same day. I was twoof.
Where did that happen?
On the dick.
Truth.
Oh,
that's great. Truth, that's a new way to take the show right to the edge. Yeah. Truth.
Truth.
He didn't say truth. Yeah. No, I swear, Todd, say, really yell it at me. Go, Todd, I'm not joking around. Truth.
Todd, I'm not joking around. Seriously, truth?
Truth. I swear to fucking God, truth.
I can't tell if it's me or if it's I can't know.
Truth. I'm saying it. What more do you want? Truth.
I actually saw a video on TikTok like last week of someone getting struck by lightning, and the video ended.
Are they okay?
Yeah, there was an update. They're okay, but the video said POV gets struck by lightning, and they're just like walking in a field. They obviously uploaded it after knowing they got struck by lightning.
Oh God!
But they were just walking. They said something like, "I'm out here in the field with my sister," and then rah! And it just flashes away.
Well, does that?
She's okay.
So you can live through a lightning?
Yeah.
Oh my God! But it's gotta. You should go get radiology. You should get tests.
Probably. I don't
Maybe
know.
They go, oh, my God, your central nervous system's fried. I'm not making shit up. I mean, I'm making shit up. Yeah. But I'm half pulling it from you. I could imagine hearing that. So, okay.
I mean, if you live through it, it's a fun story. Like,
it is a fun story. I bet I get some bookings. The guy who got struck by lightning, Todd Glass, and his Netflix special, Act Happy. Cam, if on the road, let's say we were going to give the band the name, even when,
it's not the Todd Glass Band.
That's what it, we've been calling it, but Adam and I were saying maybe it is good to think of a name for them. Not like, like maybe Clemson. There used to be
something classy.
I don't know. It's hard because you don't want to put a hat on a hat. Like, what could be a cool name? So I've been trying to think of things if I did that.
Todd Glass and the Chuckle Fuckers.
I like it. And the Clim Clam and the Fucky Fuckers.
And the
how about the... there used to be a comedian. He's still a comedian, I guess. I think he's just more of a musician now. But his name was Kevin Sullivan. And he would let people yell out songs. And he would do a little lick of that song. It was like at the end of his show. It was just good energy, fun thing to do with the crowd. And they loved it. And if he threw a song parody in there, if it happened to yell out a song, he had like a 20-second song parody for it, he would do it, throw it in there. But he would always go, no, yell out, people. If I know it, I'll do it. You call it Stump Kevin Sullivan. Mm. And he goes, and don't yell out stuff like, oh, Clem Simpson and the Monkey Fuckers. I don't know who the hell they are. It's so funny. Don't yell out Clem Simpson and the Monkey Fuckers because I don't know who the hell they are. Like, we're talking. We're talking the Beatles. We're talking, Rolling Stones. They're not Clem Simpson. Somebody's trying to. Clem Simpson and the Monkey Fuckers. I don't know who the hell they are. Anyway, that's that. So, do you have your song ready?
I do. The I've Got the World on a String by
Frank Sinatra. Yeah, I'm excited. If you ever don't want to do it.
Tamba Yang Karaoke.
Here we go. So let me put reverb in your voice.
Yeah.
I really want this to be loud. Hello? Is there reverb in your voice?
Hello?
Okay. Oh, the drummers are getting ready. I love when you're getting ready to watch a show.
Me?
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, and got the string around my finger. What a world,
wow.
What a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger, lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. You're getting a phone call.
No, wait. Did that block the music?
It did. You're getting a phone call.
Shit. Fuck you,
you
Dr.
take it?
Kevin Sousa.
Is he your doctor?
No, it's my friend, doctor. We call him doctor, almost Dr. Kevin Sousa, but now he's Dr. Kevin Sousa. And I have a dilemma.
You don't want to talk about it live on that.
No. So I have a dilemma with my family, and I need clean advice. So I go, Kevin, I think I might need a half an hour.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So he called me back. Because sometimes I go 5 minutes, I have a quick, but I go, I'm going to need a half an hour.
Yeah.
Because and it's always very valuable and clean and helps me make smart, clean, proper choices with boundaries and dealing with
my mom. Did you want to text him back while I?
No. I'm glad he called. I could do it tomorrow. I could do it in a week. I just need to be prepared for going home. Yeah. But anyway, so he's calling me back. But I want to do it when we talk. I Built a Friend. Okay, that's the last song we're going to do. Oh, that was so good. I want to do it again. No, I think you should do it more.
Do it with me.
No.
You
were good.
I was guessing.
I bet you now. Because the song stops. Let's try it one more time. Do you want to do it again?
Sure.
Will you do it?
And then we'll do the last song.
Right. We'll take that first one out.
But this time you have to guess. Occasionally I'm going to say a lyric that's not an actual lyric. And I want you to say that one's real or that one's fake.
Okay. If I go fake.
Yeah, you can say it during.
Do you want reverb in it?
Yeah.
Fake.
Yeah.
Fake.
Okay. If you think it's fake. And I'll tell you, I'll give you, if you're right, if you're wrong, I'll hit the cymbal. If you're right, I'll go.
Only when it's fake.
Only when it's fake.
Okay, I like it. And then we're going to play a song called I Built a Friend. This show is really, Nightclub, Deep Blue.
Oh, I've got a bottle of Fanta. And a lot of...
Fake.
No, that one's real. That one's
actually...
No, it
isn't.
Do you want to look?
Yes.
It says it right here. Look.
All right, I lose.
Yeah. What a world, what a life. I'm in debt.
I'm in debt.
I'm in big debt. I owe a lot of money.
This section just says bo dee dee bo.
Bo dee dee bo. Dee dee bo. Dee dee bo. Bo dee do dee dee.
See anything,
Todd Glass Show. You're on the Todd Glass Show.
How many instruments do you think are in here?
In this
listen,
song?
How many do you think?
There's horns. I want to say two horns at least, maybe three.
How many
horns?
All together? Keyboards, drums.
Drums, that's four. I might just say four or five.
Wow, really?
It doesn't sound like there's a keyboard, does there?
You know, you're right. I never thought about that. So it's all horns, drums, and bass.
Unless there's something I'm missing, and bass. Yeah, five.
Drums,
bass.
And bass, and
horns.
And it could be three horns, you're right. Isn't that amazing?
I think that's,
you're right, you could do that with five. By the way, you could do that
with
probably...
But it's not so full.
I really do believe for the biggest bang for your buck, and what I'm going to start wanting to do on the road,
yeah.
In New York, I do fantasize, not too many people, too many personalities, less... You know, I can fluff it up with just people from New York, but as far as the band goes, if somebody's playing piano and they sing, great, one person. You don't need to. But I always think, you could do a lot with five people.
Yeah.
A lot. You have two horns. If you can have trumpet and trombone, you can go deep as fuck.
If you have, the upper register and the lower register and a drum, it fills the whole thing up.
You can do some amazing shit with keyboards and a guitar. You know. Anyway,
I Built a Friend.
Oh yeah. So this song, I don't know. You'll go listen to it. You'll tell me what you think. But here we go. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Cam.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
I built a friend with three pieces of plastic and a pen. I made him on the table in the den. I gave him my old cell phone for a head, for a head. And we spent holidays in my house and we left presents in a stocking and we bought bolts and things and strings and a new watch. That's what he got. And we had so much fun together. We knew we'd be friends forever. And we had so much fun together. We had so much fun. Then I left for college in September and we wept. Cause we can't be together, so I kept pictures to remember my old friend, my old friend. Then I met this girl at graduation. see him next vacation. Send my best, I send my best. And we had so much fun together. We knew we'd be friends forever. And we had so much fun together. We had so much fun. I came home to find him on the table with a note scribbled out in pencil, and he wrote that he just wasn't stable all alone, all alone. Next to him, an empty glass of water that he spilled all over the body that I built. It fizzled and it popped and then it killed, and then it killed. And we had so much fun together. We thought we'd be friends forever. And we had so much fun together. We had so much fun. I built a friend. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I love.